References to the Silk Road are most often associated to the overland routes traders took through Central Asia to conduct trade in China. However, historians note that a good portion of the trade during the height of the Silk Road era actually flowed in and out of China through southern ports. One of those ports was the city of Quanzhou in today's southeastern province of Fujian. Chu Baoyang with Quanzhou's local PR department notes the city's thriving maritime trading history can be traced back around 1,000 years ago.
During the Song and Yuan dynasties, the maritime Silk Road was very prosperous. At that time, Quanzhou had already established trade relations with nearly 100 countries and regions.
Quanzhou is still renowned for its textiles, teas and ceramics, as it was 1,000 years ago. Traces of the city's historical ties with the rest of the world are still found today throughout the coastal city. It's said flowers adorned on women's headdresses worn in Quanzhou is the style introduced into China by Arab merchants. Quanzhou is also home to a number of historical houses which are still adorned with oyster shells dating back hundreds of years. Wang Xiumei lives along Quanzhou's coast, not far from where the city's thriving port trade took place centuries ago.
At that time, Chinese cargo ships transported these goods to Persia or even further places like the east coast of Africa. When the goods were sold out, they would stuff the empty compartments with oyster shells they collected from local beaches to stabilize the ship and prevent it from being capsized.
The city submitted applications in February to UNESCO to try to have more than a dozen sites given World Heritage status next year. Among them is the only existing statue of the Mani Buddha, as well as the oldest existing mosque in China built by Arab merchants. Zhou Zhenping, vice mayor of Quanzhou, says protecting the city's history is one of their top priorities.
Applying for World Heritage sites is not our ultimate goal. Our ultimate goal is to protect the sites. Some of the steps we're taking include ratifying laws and regulations for the protection of the sites, as well as motivating the residents to love and protect those sites through publicity campaigns.
Quanzhou's tourism has been seeing a dramatic upswing in recent years. Stats show that visits to Quanzhou by both domestic and foreign tourists have been increasing at double-digit rates over the past 3 years. Last year, the city received close to 60 million tourists. While protecting its past, Quanzhou's officials also look into the future, hoping to capitalize on the legacy of the ancient maritime Silk Road to boost global trade and cultural exchanges in new era. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.